All right, well, it's been the most unusual year ever, I think it's fair to say, in my lifetime. It's been unusual in the world of sports, a very remarkable world of sports. The World Series is wrapped up, and I don't know how many people they had in the stands, but not many. College football's back, but it's different. In fact, some Big Ten games being canceled now, I understand. The Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, on the line. Tim, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Good to talk to you again. Hope all's well. Hope you're having a good fall.
Yeah, all is well. You know, we're locked in. Like, any, you know, we don't do as much as anybody does, right? But let me tell you, sports has changed dramatically. You know that better than anyone. I don't know what you guys talked about for 3 or 4 months there in sports talk, but football's back. Michigan, Michigan State this weekend, and it'll be unlike any game we've probably ever seen between these two fierce rivals.
That's true. It'll be like it's going to be a record-setting crowd in the Big House on Saturday, the smallest crowd in Michigan Stadium history. It's going to be tough to beat that crowd number unless it happens next fall. You mentioned the changes in sports this year. I think there could be more changes in sports next year than this year in a variety of different ways.
What do you mean by that?
We had a ton to talk about in sports, frankly, this year. People always ask us what you did. But when you have changing developments in this, in everybody's facet of life, every single hour of every single day, we had no shortage of things to talk about. And I think things could change dramatically next year.
In what ways do you think?
I think I don't think the pandemic is going to get everything back to normal at all. I think crowds will be restricted. I think the financial impact on the pros, colleges, and high schools will hit with a devastating force next year, which they managed to all slog through this year. But next year, if the financial issues continue, you're going to see a dramatic change because you're not going to be able to play all these games with all these teams and hold all these events. Even the pros won't do it because they have got to get some financial stability, which they, as I say, slog through this year. Next year, it could be dramatically different. That's my prediction, unless there's a massive amount of success with these vaccines and everybody can get them and the confidence is there that they're all going to work. I liken sports to the restaurant industry. If you don't have confidence, then you're not going to see people back in the restaurants, whether there's a rule against it or not, my opinion.
So, you know, and I guess we'll see how that plays out. Let me ask you this. When you look at the universities, obviously the financial devastation has been incredible, not just from sports, but across, you know, housing units, food delivery, all of that. Michigan State, I mean, hear stories every day, tens of millions of dollars lost. And we've seen some schools canceling, you know, Division I sports and so forth, so we can't afford it anymore. Do you see continuing? And do you see professional franchises going out of business?
No question. I mean, baseball is going to have a hard time even starting the season if they can't have some kind of fans in the stands buying tickets. If Michigan says it's going to lose $80 million this year in athletics and they can't sell the tickets the way they're used to doing and getting all the games played next year, how long can you keep sustaining $80 million losses before finally something's got to change? So, you know, I don't want to be a doomsday prophet. I just know, like you say, I think I kind of get an idea how sports work. And remember, this year, all these pro leagues restricted the seasons, okay? The baseball was 60 games. You can only do that for so long. And already the commissioner of baseball is saying they're $8.3 billion down with the banks. The banks are only going to go so far loaning money to these baseball owners next year. And the television networks are only going to have so much advertising money. I mean, somehow, some way, this is going to have to come to some kind of a conclusion relative to getting these teams back to normal. A lot of these leagues and colleges are spending every dime they ever had walking in the front door. Now you take Michigan State minus $35 to $60 million this year. If that happens again next year, Steve, there's no way they can keep playing the way we've seen them do it. I hope that doesn't happen, but I got to see this thing end, and this pandemic to me is not ending. It's hanging in there tough, and you can see already Wisconsin-Nebraska's off Saturday. Yep. To me in the Big Ten, that'll be the tip of the iceberg.
Look at the bright side, Tim. You always wanted to own a baseball team. There's opportunity.
Well, I couldn't. The Mets are for sale right now, the New York Mets. What are they? You tell me, what are the Mets worth? I mean, how do you assess? I just go lowball. In these times,
$10,000. I just go lowball. I mean,
Tim
Stout here with us. All right, so a couple of minutes, all we got here. Michigan, Michigan State. Honestly, Tim, you and I have talked about this for 10 years on the program here. I have no idea about anything about either team this year. I haven't paid attention. I haven't seen them. I know nothing about it. Tell me about these teams. Tell me what you expect on Saturday.
Well, I wasn't surprised that Michigan buried Minnesota. I think Michigan can only pile up so many five-star recruits so long before they're finally going to take a look at it on the field. Now, they've only played one game, but they played on the road. I think the difference for Michigan this year is I have a suspicion that the quarterback Michigan has is going to be far more productive than some of the quarterbacks Jim Harbaugh's had in his first 5 years. That's my suspicion. Michigan State, of course, like everyone else, if you'd have told me they're going to lose at home by double digits to Rutgers and give up 38 points doing it, I would have bet against that. I think Michigan State is very undermanned this year. I thought it would be undermanned coming into the season. I thought it would beat Rutgers in the first game. But having said that, I think there's only so much better Michigan State's going to get batting down the hatches for this Saturday. Michigan State's going to have a very difficult time scoring. And even if the Spartans don't turn the ball over, it's still going to be, in my opinion, a long day for them.
All right. So Joe Milton is the guy at Michigan. I had to go look. Isn't that embarrassing?
Well, if he'd have played last year, I think Michigan might have had a better season. But Shea Patterson, you know, was kind of the heir apparent. I think it was divisive within the Michigan hierarchy over who should have played quarterback. He had a very good start the other night. If he continues to improve, and frankly, Steve, he has to stay COVID-free, and
right.
he also
they
has
all do.
To stay healthy. I mean, right. when I say COVID-free, Wisconsin's got two quarterbacks with COVID, and the starter's already got a broken foot. They've lost three quarterbacks. When they play again is up for grabs. They may play a week from Saturday against Purdue, but something's going to have to get better at Wisconsin because they've shut their football team down for 1 week, and it could go longer than that. This stuff's serious in terms of sports. I mean,
right.
it just isn't the world we used to live in.
Tim Stout, Dean of Sports. Greatly appreciated, Tim, as always.
Talk to you. Stay healthy.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.